Monami Ono uses a little tool to put very small pieces of hard paper or cardboard on the legs of her sculpture. The Japanese artist is creating a representation of Godzilla, the huge and terrifying animal of the famed Japanese movie. Ono has used cardboard to create artwork for about 10 years. She says she first used the material to make what she called a bike-like thing for a college project. The 29-year-old makes many works of art based on popular culture, like anime robots, warplanes, and fast food. Ono recently described her first experience with cardboard art to the Reuters news agency. She used the term folding, or turning one part of the cardboard over or against another part. When I first tried folding the paper, gluing and putting them together, the people around me praised me, saying things like, "Wow, you can make this," she said. "That made me so happy that I have continued doing this until now." Ono's complex sculptures have since become popular, with her work appearing at public showings in Japan and overseas. Ono does not use an exact plan when she makes her art. She sketches her ideas on the cardboard first. This provides general measurements of the design. She can then cut and shape her sculpture. In a room filled with her creations, including a Lego Batman artwork, Ono said, "I make the things I would really like to decorate my house with." Ono's press agent said the artist's pieces are selling for $900 to $13,000 a piece. Ono said she is not making an environmental statement with her art, although it is made with used cardboard only. However, she added, "It would be nice if people can see my work, which is made out of cardboard and recycled materials rather than plastics, and realize that there are these kinds of people who are involved in recycling. I'm John Russell."